Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Warriors' Sunday win over the Clippers, putting Golden State up 3-1 in their first-round playoff series. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. At TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, not only do you get to play where the pros play, but you also get to play where Warriors play, like Klay Thompson, who hosted a tournament at TPC Harding Park over the summer.
Thompson Family Foundation Golf Tournament. That was so much fun. Shout out to TPC Harding Park for hosting us. I played great too, so that always helps. Just a fun day on the course for a great cause.
Well, Ray, the Warriors survived, I guess you could say, Armageddon. I mean, they lost that game two after blowing the 31-point lead. A lot of fans were just really crazed by that, I think, because, you know, it was the worst blown lead in NBA playoff history, and you just wondered after some of the debacles that they've had this year, what would happen to this team? You know, capable of winning it all, but also capable of really bad moments. Well, they go to L.A., and they win two in a row, and now they have a 3-1 series lead. So all is well, again, in Dubs land, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, a little dip in the Pacific Ocean for Clay, and it's all good. Having grown up down there, I can tell you about the rejuvenating aspects of a swim in the Pacific Ocean down there, where you actually can do so without a wetsuit and not freeze body parts. So, you know, that was part of Clay's strategy, and look how he came out of the gate with 27 in the first half when Steph Curry was having an off day. And, you know, he rises up and has his best game of the postseason by far. And the Warriors took care of business in a workmanlike fashion. You know, the thing is, and this was evident in this game, you know, the effort level of this team is like a Richter scale. You saw it go off the charts in Game 3 in response to Game 2, where they turned off the switch in the middle of the third quarter. They're a confounding team sometimes. You know the talent is there. When they focus, they can still beat anybody. But you have to ask questions about a team that blows a 31-point lead in the third quarter of a playoff game to a inferior team. I mean, I like the way the Clippers compete. They do have some talent. They've remade their roster nicely. I think they've got a real good player to build around, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had a big game, you know, the best game of his short career. They traded for him after draft day. And he's been a tremendous pickup for them. And, you know, Jerry West's judgment is having a factor here as well. I think the Clippers are going to be a team to contend with for the next few years. But they're still inferior to the Warriors. You give credit to Doc Rivers and to that team for not quitting after it looked like they got blown out in Game 2. But you have to ask a question about a team that feels like it's got to have a wake-up call in the playoffs. I mean, that to me is the most stunning aspect of the series. Should be over. Remember, we were talking last week on the, you know, on the last podcast. The Warriors should sweep the Clippers, and they should have. Now, is one extra game, should they take care of business Wednesday? Is that going to do damage long term? Oh, I don't know. You know, they lost to DeMarcus Cousins probably for the rest of the season. That was damaging, but Andrew Bogut has stepped in. Actually gave him some nice minutes today. In Game 4, but they should have been going for the sweep today. And Klay Thompson noted it post-game. Here's Houston up 3-0 on Utah. They're not messing around. The Warriors can't afford to mess around anymore either.
Well, you know, the statistics definitely are in their favor. I heard this on the TNT post-game show. Ernie Johnson brought up the fact that teams that go up 3-1 in, I guess this is postseason history, have a 233-11 mark as far as going on to win the series 95% of the time. So I don't think you have to fret about it, but it does factor in that, hey, if you lose that game at Oracle and you have to play a longer series and you don't get the rest that the Rockets get, you know, if they go on and just win their series easily, it does make a difference.
Easy there, mentioning Warriors and 3-1 leads. Some folks around here get sensitive about that.
Right, they're on that list, right? They're one of the 11.
Yes, they are. I was there to see all of it, every single game. And, you know, totally different situation there. I don't think it happens here. And like I said, I thought they should have swept it anyway, but, you know, they kicked one away. I just wonder about a team that does something like that. You know, maybe it was a slap in the face they needed. This team is so experienced at this. They have blasé moments in the postseason. And they stopped playing. Steve Kerr said it. They stopped playing in the middle of the third quarter of game two. Now, they did respond like a champion and took the two in L.A., took care of business. They weren't out partying. You know, late Saturday night, as is often the case on Sunset Strip, it's a strong lure for NBA players. Especially when you got a 12:30 game. And in fact, I tweeted that out today before the game. You know, a couple of days off in L.A., a 12:30 Sunday game. If the Warriors survive this, they can survive anything. So they did. And, you know, Clay was definitely a big reason why, and Kevin Durant was brilliant once again on a day when Steph had an off-shooting performance, but did some other things pretty well, including rebounding. He had double digits in rebounds again.
We'll have more Dubs OT right after this. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Your air conditioning system is a vital part of keeping your home a comfortable, happy, healthy place to be. A new or existing system is an important investment and will play a key role in your home energy expenses for years to come. Commercial and industrial customers also recognize Enviro's standards for excellence, which includes prompt and professional service. Enviro is known for its integrity and quality HVAC products and services. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. Kevin Durant, the last two games has really been spectacular and sort of, you know, getting back to what he does so well, which is score. I mean, I know he can dish off assists as well, and it seemed like he was a little bit sort of at the end of the year, maybe a little passive where he wasn't trying to, you know, dominate games. But the last couple of games, it's almost as if he said, you know, forget this. We're not blowing a lead. I'm Kevin Durant. And, you know, maybe he just came out and said, you know, hey, here's my statement. I'm Kevin Durant, and this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. He's gone back to being the guy we've been used to seeing in the postseason. And once again, a dagger three-pointer toward the end of the game to make it 111-101. And he got some criticism for his part in the Warriors' collapse in Game 2. Not all of it was merited, but a great deal of it was. You know, the low shot total, I think it was 8, you know, it was partly a function of going to the free throw line a lot. So he was, you know, taking the ball to the basket, but he was getting fouled. But there were a lot of times where he passed up shots over a guy who's almost a foot shorter than Patrick Beverley. And then, you know, they gave rise to the narrative that Beverley was getting in his head, you know, with all the shenanigans that Beverley is known for, and it turned out to be effective in Game 2. He helped them turn the game around. And I think Durant probably heard a little bit of that criticism, and he responded again like a champion does. And he has been incredibly locked in, especially Game 3. My goodness, that might have been his best performance of the season. And, Joe, he's engaged at both ends of the floor.
He is, and, you know, the thing about him, too, is that when he's going well, he's going to score in those key moments in the game. You know, he had that big three that gave them the 11-point lead late. He also had that four-point play. You know, those are the kind of plays that come to mind that make you realize, like, when you really need him to come through, that's your guy. And that's so important because that's what happens in the playoffs. There's always that key moment, and you need a guy like that that's just going to come through. We saw that with him in the NBA Finals.
Well, yeah, especially when you get in transition. He's so dangerous that way, as is Steph. And he's a stabilizer, too. You know, when things are not going great offensively, and they'll have their moments like that, he'll get you a bucket. It's so valuable having guys like that. When there are moments where you're not getting transition threes, you're not getting steals or rebounds and things like that, and things aren't working as smoothly as they should, it's great to have that guy in there. But, you know, you also have Clay and you have Steph. And Clay had a couple of big baskets early in the third or fourth quarter when Steph was out, and it seemed like the Clippers had a chance to retake the lead, and the Warriors gave Steph Curry an 8-point lead when he came back to the game, and then the Hamptons 5 came in and took it home. But, all the drama this year around Kevin Durant, he may well leave. But last couple of games are once again, reasons why I sure hope he stays. I'm not going to bet on it, that's for sure. But I sure hope he stays because it's most times it's a thrill watching him play. His demeanor is what it is. He doesn't exactly fit in with the joyous persona of the Warriors and Steph Curry. He's a different kind of cat, but man, can he play when he's locked in.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, I really hope he stays, but I'm just trying to enjoy the ride here for what it is for this season. And I'll tell you, I mean, to see him combined with some of the other guys, the way they're playing, like Andre Iguodala, you know, he always steps up in the postseason. And the way he's playing both ways, it's just incredible to watch, you know, because during the season, you just don't get the same Iggy that you do during the postseason. And one of the plays that really kind of stood out was the cherry-picking play. I mean, there was a rebound that was going on, and the ball was being ping-ponged around, and Durant eventually got it and looked up, and Iguodala was all the way at half court, you know, all alone. And you watch that replay, you see him, he just takes off. He takes off while the ball is being ping-ponged around, knowing that, hey, if my guy gets it, I'm going to have an easy dunk.
Yeah, that's experience, that's basketball IQ, and as we know, Andre's basketball IQ is among the highest in the game. He also had a great cut to the basket, a slam dunk, and a bounce pass by Bogut early in the fourth quarter as well. But his defense helped them win the game. And Doc Rivers said it post-game, you know, they'll kill you with their defense. And it's just a matter of when they choose to lock in, when they need to summon up the energy, they can still do it. That's the Hamptons 5, which has not been impressive so far here in the postseason. But they took it home for Game 4. And Andre's defense was a big part of that, as well as Draymond Green, time and time again. And, yeah, I mean, they got to give him the kid glove treatment during the regular season, during the long grind, at this point in his career. And, that's so you get the Andre that you get in the playoffs. And in the playoffs, you're not playing back-to-backs or three games in four nights. You got a couple of days between games. In this case, you know, they played on Thursday and they play again Sunday afternoon. So all that is beneficial to a veteran like Iguodala. And he's a stabilizing force as well because of the experiences he's had in the postseason. I mean, I'll say this, and just to go back to Game 2 because it bothered me so much. This team has had issues this year. They seem to lock down when they need to, but there's still issues there. I don't doubt that. Winning kind of puts a Febreze over all of those issues. David West and Sean Livingston alluded to that at the end of last season. There's drama with this team, and they don't always keep it in-house. They try to, but they don't. That always does not always happen. That was evident in the way they collapsed and the thing snowballed at the end of Game 2. You hope that they've figured out a way to address that, and it doesn't happen again. But the competition isn't getting any easier from this point in. This is going to be the breather. I said it last week, as close to a vacation as you get in the playoffs, but they've made it harder because they gave the Clippers some hope, and the Clippers aren't going to back down. They're going to make it tough for them, even if the Warriors close it out. So, whatever issues they've had, maybe they've realized we got to put those aside. We got to park that and do what we know we can do that we've done before.
Absolutely. And, you know, I give Doc Rivers a lot of credit because, like you said, I mean, his team has played really hard. Nobody expected them to even be in the playoffs after everything that's gone on. He's done a great job. I'm really glad that you mentioned that bounce pass that Bogut through to Iguodala, because that was really a great bounce pass. I mean, I hate to get all, you know, really that excited about a bounce pass, but it was so cool the way he threw that. It was just perfect the way he laid it in there. And for a big guy, we know he's a good passer, but that the touch that he had on that, and it just makes you think about what a great signing it has turned out to be. At first it seemed like, yeah, this is going to help, you know, he'll back up Boogie and that's going to be nice and he knows the system and all that, but how many minutes is he really going to play? Well, Bogut really has turned out to be huge. I mean, that turns out to be such a great signing, I think.
Well, especially with Cousins being hurt, I thought it was a great signing anyway. I thought he was going to give him good minutes against certain teams, but now they need him more. And he gave him great minutes in game four. You know, he was a presence under the rim as well in rebounding. And we've always known him to be a good passer and screen setter. And you love to have that guy who can get down on the block and deliver a bounce pass like that to a cutting player. Draymond can do it as well. I think he did it after a timeout on an inbounds play to Kevin Durant. You love those plays because, again, not everything's going to be a wide open three, you know. So you got to find different ways to make buckets, and you know, the trying to have somebody cut to the basket for a layup or a dunk is still a pretty high percentage play. But you know, I hope it sure seems like Bogut, you know, by virtue of the fact that he's in much better shape and he didn't play a long season in Australia, is ready for the long grind of the postseason. You know, you just hope that his body holds up because I wouldn't say it's injury prone with him. It's just he's had some terrible luck, and so you hope he can hold it together for the next couple of months because he is going to be so much more important to them now.
We'll have more Dubs OT right after this.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in San Rafael has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in San Rafael. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
Let's hear what Klay Thompson had to say after his 32-point performance against the Clippers on Sunday.
The ball was just finding me. I didn't do anything special. I was just getting open and knocking down shots, playing in a good rhythm. So you see a few go in, and then all you need is a little space. But give credit to my teammates. I got a lot of good shots off offensive rebounds and all shots from the offense. So it's not like I was doing anything. Just more volume, but nothing I don't do usually, just try to get open and shoot that shot. We have our eyes on the, you know, other teams playing, and we see Houston being up 3-0, chance to close it out. We didn't want to extend this series any longer because we know how grueling the playoffs can be. We already let one slip away, so tonight we came in with that mindset to, you know, put our, you know, foot on the throttle and not let go, because we let go in game two, and we won't do that again the rest of the playoffs. I really believe that.
Here was Warriors head coach Steve Kerr after the game Sunday.
When Klay gets going like that, it fuels the whole bench. You can see everybody jumping around. Everybody gets happy. We all love when Klay gets hot. It's you know, it fuels our momentum, and it didn't surprise me at all. He kind of had a quiet first few games of the series, so it's only a matter of time till he broke out. Playoffs are, you know, they're a different deal for everybody. You know, you're so much more locked in defensively. You can see what the Clippers are trying to take away with our three-point shooting, and that's what we're trying to do to them too. We're trying to take away, you know, guys coming off screens, and we know what a huge factor and key Gallinari is for them. So we're doing our best to try to pressure him, stay in front of him, and challenge every shot, because when he has big games, the Clippers generally win, and so he's a real key for them.
That's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. More Dubs OT in just a moment. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro Heating and Air contractors have a solid reputation for having thorough knowledge of residential heating and air conditioning systems, as well as commercial HVAC systems. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. Somebody else who has stepped up and is important, playing some meaningful minutes off the bench, is McKinney. I mean, he was getting time there in the fourth quarter when the game was in doubt. And I'm not saying that he's a big scorer, but it seems like they can count on him to knock down some shots, get some rebounds, do some dirty work there. Whereas, Jordan Bell, Jonas Jerebko, those guys aren't even playing. And McKinney is getting some time, and I wonder if that's going to continue.
Well, you looked at the lineup the Warriors rolled out at the end of the third quarter, and Steph Curry got his fourth foul. And you didn't see him until, the fourth quarter. I thought maybe they should have kept Curry in. And he wouldn't have needed to play in the fourth quarter. But be that as it may, the lineup they rolled out there that included Jerebko was not working for him. And so they had to take a different tack and figure, some people who can do the hustle plays, who can do the little things like you said. And McKinney's an outstanding offensive rebounder on top of that, and he got an offensive rebound, a key moment early in the fourth quarter. So I think it's tremendous experience for him. He can also hit a corner three for you. So if he can give you five or six good minutes like that, I think that he earns Steve Kerr's trust that way.
All right, so game five coming up at Oracle Arena on Wednesday, so a little time off before the next game on Wednesday night. And this Clippers team, I don't know. I mean, they're not dead yet. They still kind of scare you when you think about what Lou Williams is capable of. He did not have a really good game four. And you think about what Harrell's capable of, but getting open and getting those dunks and everything. And they're capable of a lot more than they showed in game four. And, they scared everybody with that game two win. So I would say that they're still going to keep it very competitive.
Well, sure. They're not going to go off into the night silently. And we have seen what both Harrell and Lou Williams can do. So a little bit stunning. I mean, I get shocked when Lou Williams misses a shot these days. He's so deadly, and Harrell is so effective under the bucket. But they held both those guys at bay in Game Four, and I think the Warriors. I don't think it's a situation where they're afraid to go back to L.A. because it's not necessarily a home court advantage for the Clippers. A lot of Warrior fans down there for these last two games. So I don't think that's it. They just want to get this thing done. So I think I'm kind of spotty on my predicting when the Warriors are going to be locked in and focused during the regular season. I'm about as spotty as the Warriors are when it comes to that during the regular season. You would think, there's that phrase again, you would think they'll be totally locked in for game five.
Yeah, you would think. We did see the Pacers get eliminated by the Celtics. That was a sweep. The Raptors really took a commanding 3-1 lead, just like the Warriors, where they, they had a scare early in their series against the Magic. They won the first game, Orlando did. But now the Raptors have run off three straight wins. So you're starting to see some of these teams that, really should be able to pull out the series come through. And, maybe we won't have the upsets that you saw in the NHL, because in the NHL you saw, the Tampa Bay Lightning get swept. And, that was surprising. And Pittsburgh, same thing. I don't know that you're going to see that in the NBA in the first round.
Right. In hockey, the one trophy you don't want is the President's Trophy, right?
Right.
After the Sharks one year, you get the most points to the regular season. It's gifts of death. It's really true in hockey. I mean, there are a lot of so-called upsets like that. There's not much of a gap between 1 and 8, usually. There's a bit more of a gap in the NBA. No, we're not going to see any of those kind of upsets here, it looks like. Everything's pretty much going according to Hoyle. So now the next round is going to get really, really tasty. There are going to be some really nice matchups, and I'd anticipate the Warriors in Houston being one of them, one round early from what we're used to seeing. So So that's going to be a battle, to say the least. And you know, I'm not even ready to make a call about who's going to win that series, because I still have concerns about the Warriors. And the Rockets have been playing so well lately. They won 9 out of the last 10. And when they have their lineup intact, they have a tremendous winning percentage during the regular season, much like the Warriors when they had DeMarcus Cousins. So I just want to see how the Warriors close out the series, how the Rockets close out the series, and we can talk about that next week.
We can, and we'll see what happens with. I mean, there are going to be some really good matchups, like you said. I mean, if it's Warriors Rockets, if it's Portland and whoever wins that Denver San Antonio series, and then over in the East, where you know Milwaukee's getting ready to sweep Detroit, and you got Boston, they already swept. That's a good one, and then you know Philadelphia and Toronto, if they both just close out their series, you know we've been waiting for this. This is going to be great to just see how all of these play out, and for the Warriors, you know. It may be a little tougher for them to get through Houston than it would the next series. But I say that knowing that, you know, Portland's playing really good basketball right now.
Oh, absolutely they are. I think they're going to be up for the challenge. And remember, a couple of years ago, the Warriors beat them in five in what may have been the most competitive five-game series in NBA history. So, you know, Damian Lillard is, I mean, he's in peak mode right now. He is such a dangerous player. But the team you've been getting a good look at, Toronto, they scare me too.
They are loaded. I mean, they have a deep roster. So we'll see if we'll be talking about them later on if the Warriors can get to the NBA Finals. Well, I look forward to talking about it again next week, Ray. We'll see how the Warriors play this out on Wednesday. And then if we get into the next series, you know, hopefully soon after that, we'll be talking about it next weekend.
More hoops. Sounds good, Joe.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.